Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today is day two with our special guest, Joshua Giles. Our co-host today is Mondo De La Vega. And now, direct from Gray Street at beautiful Morningside, USA, here's your host, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Welcome, everyone, to Gray Street.
Yes, hi there.
This is day two with Joshua Giles, one of the great prophetic voices of our day. He's the founder and lead pastor of Kingdom Embassy Worship Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I went to Bible school in Minnesota, Minneapolis, and when I read your state and your name, the name of Minneapolis, it just brings back memories of that city, and I love that city. Is there being a resurgence at all of Minneapolis? I know it's gone through a lot of warfare.
Yeah, there's a resurgence, I believe, going on right now in Minneapolis. It started in 2020 with the George Floyd situation that happened there. And it was a word from the Lord to me 10 years prior, before I moved there, where the Lord said to me, there will be a day where the eyes of the world are on Minneapolis. And he said, I want you to move to that city, and revival was going to break out. We had no idea that it would come through that tragedy, but we're beginning to see a resurgence because there were many ministries that were there in the past, decades ago, that really set the tone for the prophetic ministry, for evangelism. And over the years, we saw a decline, but there is a resurgence happening now where the Lord sent some of us there to redig those wells. And that's what's happening in Minneapolis.
How long have you been in Minneapolis?
I've been there 10 years now. So 10 years.
Well, your book is amazing. And I just believe that it is a textbook for this generation.
Absolutely.
And I hope every preacher... Get an extra copy, if you could, and give it to your pastor. Would you do that for me?
But we're talking about Joshua's book, Prophetic Forecast.
It is an amazing book, and I can't put it down. It just like every page, you have something to say. You have something more to say, and then you go in depth in so many subjects.
And the subtitle basically is Insights for Navigating the Future to align with heaven's agenda, which is excellent.
And everybody, we all need that.
Yes.
So, how do you get such minute downloads? Is it in prayer? Is it in study? Do you go quiet?
It's in prayer. You know, for me, there are times where the Lord will pull me into, I call it a place of obscurity, where He pulls you out of the public light. You're not in that space of demands, and you really just pull away into Him. And that's when He began to show me these things. But I've been seeing world events, or even it started as a child with seeing things that would happen in my family. So I might see the death of an individual. I had no idea what I was seeing or why, and then it would happen.
Wow.
And that developed, those spiritual gifts developed, of course, through training and leaders that were around that held me accountable and helped to put discipline in me for just for character and for ministry that was ahead. Yeah. But the Lord will give me downloads in the time of prayer. And then just in regular life, when you, as you all know, you're a friend of the Holy Spirit, He's longing to share with you secrets and details. And He wants to share with you things that you've never even thought of before, because a friend is just going to share with a friend.
That's right.
That's right. That's right. So good.
And He does that.
Yes.
Night and day.
Night and day.
Never stops talking to you. Has God spoken to anything lately? Because on New Year's Eve this year and New Year's Eve last year, one of the things, which is not a big event, but it's events that's happening, that there was going to be deaths of like spiritual leaders and other leaders and in a more abundance. And so many of our pastors, just the last few weeks, Lori.
Yes. Yes, many people have gone to be with the Lord, and you know, one of the great people that we've known and love is that's gone to be with the Lord is Garth Kunz, who is
he just passed away a few days ago.
Right, right.
He is the pioneer of TCT television.
That's right. And our prayers and our thoughts are with Tina.
Several pioneers of television, and I'm one of the pioneers. Pat Robertson's 10 years older than me, so and he's still alive and doing well. And he's Pat is 93, probably.
He's 10 years older than you, that's right.
And so Jack Hayford passed away.
Yes, Pastor Jack Hayford, one of the greats.
Totally one of the greats. Oh,
I mean, wow.
Absolutely. Pillars of
learned
God's
so much
word,
from him.
You know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so I was just curious, is this anything that God has spoke to you about? You said
yes.
When you were younger, you actually knew somebody was going to die.
Yes, this is actually a word that the Lord gave me, and I released it publicly to thousands of people over the past year to two years ago. And he's spoken to me about it since then, and I wrote about it in this book in the chapter called The Changing of the Guard.
Yeah.
And he spoke of transitions coming so swiftly in the body of Christ, and not just in the body of Christ, but also in the world with key leaders of certain industries where we were going to see several things happen. In one category, we were going to see some transition and they would pass on. But then some, they're not going to pass, but the way that they operate is going to change. I saw them raising up other leaders that would carry on their legacy, and they would be able to work smarter and not harder. Where at a time that they were constantly going, they're not going to have to do it that way anymore. But there's a changing of the guard that we're in right now, and it's a passing of the baton season. For some people, they hear that and they think, oh, that means the person that was leading is no longer going to lead. But if you ever watch a marathon race, there's a point where the person that was running passes the baton, but the person that's about to start, they're holding it at the same time. And they have to run for a period of time together before it's officially passed on. And that's the season we're in where it's the Moses and the Joshua generation coming together. And so you're going to see pioneers with emerging voices over the next several years running together in some of what I believe will be the best ministry moments that we've ever seen.
You know, at the beginning of this chapter, Jim, you actually have one of, to me, the most fascinating scriptures in the Bible. Chapter 12, Changing of the Guard. The scripture you have here is Matthew 20:16. So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen. Now, don't I talk about that behind the scenes all the time with you guys? I'm constantly talking about that. Many are called, but few are chosen.
I'm praying for the chosen to arise.
Yeah.
We need leaders today. We need young people that will hear the voice of God and stay with it. There's so many things pulling on kids today.
Yes.
To stay focused. How have you stayed focused on your calling since childhood?
That's a really good question. The Lord placed people in my life to mentor, train those that have been spiritual fathers, mothers. Of course, not many, but a handful of them that have been there with me since I was a young child. I can remember at the age of two meeting a group of prophets that would really become integral to our family. And those prophetic voices were there from 2 years old, and they're still in my life right now.
Okay, wait.
And they're not known,
you
know, on a national.
Okay, so you're saying you remember when you were 2 years old.
Yes.
You really can.
I can remember back to that, yeah.
And, okay.
Wow.
That's how supernatural this is, you know, because not very few people can remember at that age.
Yeah.
But that's how important children are. That's why even when the disciples were trying to shush that children away from Jesus, Jesus said, no, let the little children come unto me.
Yeah.
We never know who we have amongst us with these little children.
Yeah.
Who would have ever thought it at 2 years old?
Yeah.
Now, I'm very amazed that you spent quite a bit of time about the resurgence of Christian television, radio, broadcast, and all.
Yeah.
Why did you do that in your book? What did God speak to you definitely about
this? The Lord spoke to me very clearly about that. And so what I did when I started putting the book together, I had prophecies that he had given me that were written down. But when I put this book together, I pulled away from everyone and everything, shut everything off, and I would just go into prayer and worship. And I would be there for hours, and then the Holy Spirit would begin to speak. It would be a moment where the presence of God would come in, and it would just be this intensified presence of the Lord. And I could see open visions very clearly, just hear the voice of the Lord. And this was one of the main things he spoke to me. He said, we were going to come into a place in the world where there would be a technology boom like we've not seen in the past 10, 20, and 30 years. And this technology boom, and we may get into some of that a little later, but it connects with this resurgence of television and media, and specifically Christian media. The Lord said to me, I'm going to place innovation on pioneers and on leaders in the media space. And I saw where it would look like Christian television and radio and media was declining. Yes. But all of a sudden, there was a resurgence that came. And it wasn't just because of new personalities. It's going to really be the hand of the Lord that begins to raise Christian media up. And it's also going to be because of the things going on in the world. It's going to force people to run back to the church.
Yes.
And they're going to need to hear the words of the Lord. That's right. Because of what Amos chapter 8 and verse 11 says, that there would be a famine for the hearing of the word.
Yes.
And so people are going to be that hungry. And they may not have a church in their city or in the area that they live, but they can turn on the TV and see Pastor Jim Baker there, or they can click on their phones and pull up your last broadcast, and that's going to really, I believe, bring that resurgence in Christian media.
I want to ask you something. You know, I helped pioneer Christian television. I joined Pat Robertson, and he had purchased a little TV station in Channel 27 in Portsmouth, Virginia. And I didn't know anything about television. I've watched it when I was a kid a little bit. But he asked me to come and had heard that I did kids work. So he wanted me to do a children's show.
Yeah.
And so we did just a special for him. And then he invited me to come. And I thought he was asking me to backslide because I was an evangelist. And
Well, back in those days, Christian television wasn't even...
No, there wasn't any Christian television.
Yeah.
And so I did a lot in Christian television. I bought the first color cameras for Christian television.
Wow.
And that was so exciting to see it go to color.
Yeah.
And all the things that took place. And I was so involved that over the years... I built one of the first satellite networks for Christian television.
That's amazing.
And then we built Heritage USA and all those things. And it was all a time of new inventions, really.
Mm-hmm.
Satellite, they're huge dishes. Today the dishes are a lot smaller. These are just huge dishes that we'd shoot the signal into outer space from our studio. That was a big thing, you know. So today, we're entering a whole new era. The only reason I bring this up is because we have our son, Ricky, who's working on technology for new things.
Mm-hmm.
Streaming, networking, all the different things that... When I was in prison, God spoke to me that television as we know it would not be the same in the future.
Yeah,
and I'm seeing it happen. And I'm seeing even like some of the big cable networks that the cable systems themselves are decreasing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're seeing a big change. And so what has God spoke to you about this change? Because I'm trying to make a lot of changes right now to go broader. We're on one of the networks we are on with all the network is the Roku network, which is millions of audience.
90 million homes.
90 million homes.
Wow.
And that carries also our
PTL network.
You can watch our show anywhere in the world. If you just download an app.
The app store.
We were in a What was the island? Do you remember the name of the island, Lori?
Yes, many years ago, St. Kitts.
St. Kitts Island.
Yeah, we were on a ministry
in the middle of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And there was hardly, in that time, there was not, it wasn't that civilized, really. It wasn't all the modern stuff like
mm-hmm.
today.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting on the beach, and I opened my phone, and I have an app on there, and I turned on my show, and I'm watching in what we used to call Technicolor, a bright, beautiful mm-hmm. color in the middle of the ocean, thousands of miles away.
Mm-hmm. We were watching Sunday morning church service right here. It was amazing.
That's amazing.
And I think a lot of our people don't realize you can get our ministry and you can get the network.
PTL Television Network.
The Voice of the Prophets, mm-hmm. all those programs mm-hmm. of the great Voice of the mm-hmm. on there. If you just download a free app.
That's it.
Mondo, you're the app expert.
Yeah, listen, all you have to do is go to your app store on your phone. If you have an Android phone, you can go to Google Play and download the PTL Network Television app, and it's for free, and you have 24 hours a day on demand, 365 days on demand viewing of all the lineups of programs that we have. And better yet, you can go to ptlnetwork.com and check the channel listings for your area. We're airing Los Angeles, Pittsburgh, Miami, Pennsylvania. I mean, the list goes on for your area, and you can watch us there, or you can download
now,
Roku.
You're younger than I am. So is the younger generation watching the phone shows and watching app
honey,
stuff?
Honey, they're watching.
Yeah.
They don't watch.
Yeah.
They don't do. They're not like
you know
us.
Why?
We're old
watching,
school. We're,
the reports show that watching television is a lot of commitment for a young person.
Right.
This is not commitment.
Yeah.
This is just a snapshot into a clip that now if they want to keep following you more, they'll go to your website and check you out. But a commitment of that kind doesn't exist anymore to watch television.
Really?
Yeah,
appointment television is what they would call it. It's pretty much kind of ended for our generation and mm-hmm. those coming after, where now they can just click it on their phones when they want to see it
then
watch
on
it
demand.
On demand at any time. And mm-hmm. so I think that's a part of this resurgence.
It
do
is.
They watch on their computers or do they have computers?
Laptops. Yeah.
Laptops,
phones
iPads.
Anywhere you can take
tablet,
that device.
Anything.
How would you get the PTL network on your laptop?
I can go to ptlnetwork.com and I can watch it there, or I can go to jimbakershow.com and watch it live there.
Not signing up, Rene, just
not
it comes
signing
on
up for free.
Okay, this is a lesson, everybody. We've been wanting to talk about this, and Joshua, you brought it to the table.
Joshua, I'm sorry,
we need
but
your
I love
help.
It. I'm really old, and I used to be young. I was young, and I helped pioneer Christian television.
Yeah.
I pioneered many of the beginning things. Of television.
Well, this is what he writes about in page 135. Mm-hmm. I love this. Mm-hmm. A level of innovation is coming from those who pioneer, that's you, Pat Robertson,
mm-hmm.
in Christian media and mm-hmm. TV that will be a parallel to anything we have seen before. God is raising up prophetic media forerunners who mm-hmm. will embark on a new journey and pave the way for a new age of Christian media.
Tell me more about that. I'm one of the few people in the world that I'd be really interested in.
Yeah, you know, this was one of those kind of fun things that the Holy Spirit shared with me about the resurgence of Christian media. Mm-hmm. We're going to see a time where we step into the next iteration or the next chapter of the internet as a whole. And we're going to see augmented technology. Mm-hmm. It's where, you know, we see things in 3D form, but it's going to be where technology begins to collide with our natural world. I saw this in the airport in Michigan, which just recently they put this there, where you can go in and you do a scan of your eyes, and they'll show you all of your information on screens throughout the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And no one else can see it, but you're the only person that can see it.
Oh, come
and
on.
So when it reads your eyes, it shows you this is the way to your gate that you to get on that flight. This is where you, oh yeah. And it's already there right now. And I
How do they know your eyes?
I have no idea, but I know that the technology that they now have. And this is, I think that's a snapshot into what we're going to continue to see, even with artificial technology. And that's another chapter in this book that I wrote. And when I wrote this, I just want to say, you know, a few years ago, I was thinking, Lord, some of this stuff that you're telling me to write is kind of out there. Mm-hmm. You know, are people going to accept it? Is it going to be received? Mm-hmm. And of course, you fast forward just a few years, and many of those things we're starting to see right now.
Oh, my.
And people don't think it's far-fetched because it's here.
Yeah, it is here. That's the thing. I have to keep telling myself what the future is here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's beyond here.
That's why this is a now book.
And you're talking about the Bitcoin and all the coin stuff that's being developed by the government. It's already being done. It can be put into place in a few months.
Yes.
Yeah. Data will be more involved than any other thing in the world. He who controls data will control the people.
Joshua, I've got to ask you something. You've been seeing this from God for several years. Does all this technology, does it ever scare you? How do you keep, it scares me because I understand the other technology. I could actually fix things. I can't fix modern stuff. There's just no way I could fix
it. Yeah. I can totally understand why it does scare many people. For me, the way the Lord said it to me, he said many of the movies that people have watched, he said, it's going to be as if you're living in a movie. It's going to become real. And so because the Holy Spirit has been showing me those things over some years, it's now, for me, I don't know how to say it other than this, I've been living in the future, even though I'm here now.
Oh, yeah, so I know. I live with somebody like that. His name's Jim Baker. Yeah,
you're already there.
Although he's here now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's already there. He's way ahead.
And that's really that's how I'm able to really understand it. But the Lord showed me several visions of technology, artificial intelligence being integrated even into the human body. And I saw a demonic agenda behind that. Mm-hmm. But the Lord also said to me, don't be afraid of what we see because technology in and of itself is not evil. It depends upon the heart of the person that's controlling it.
Exactly.
So when you put a television in the hands of someone that's evil, then they'll begin to push things through the airways that are against the word of God.
Right.
When you put it in the hands of someone that has the right heart, and it's the same with this technology, I believe that it's an opportunity for the gospel to go beyond the point that we've seen it into, I know, metaverse and all these different places that seems so far-fetched to many people, but it's the next frontier that we're on right now.
Mm. I am thrilled that you've prophesied over the future of Christian television because I've been concerned about it because it's getting harder and harder to stay on the air.
Mm-hmm.
But yet there's a person could build a network with no money, really. You can take your phone and your phone's camera is better than the cameras we had 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And you can do this, but you've got to be like your brain somehow's tapped into the heavenly realm as well as the earthly realm. So I got to ask some more questions. I need you. Would you come back again?
Absolutely. Anytime.
Is it possible that AI, artificial intelligence, you know what I mean? I'm talking about?
Yes.
Will overtake humans, like in terms of jobs, security, and some other facets of our daily lives. Is this going to happen soon?
Yes, I actually write about that as well, and it's beginning to happen right now, where some of the jobs that people would typically do, they're creating computer systems, but they won't look like computer systems. But they can think in the way that we think. They can compute and process like a human being, and they're already taking some of the jobs, whether it's in factories, but I think we're going to see it even more so in our everyday world. Like you'll go into a restaurant and instead of speaking to a person, you'll have artificial intelligence operating there.
Now, Mondo gave us a report last month, last week, that Even McDonald's. I remember the first McDonald's. You know how
really?
Old I am. Yeah, hamburgers were like 12 cents a piece. Can you believe that? But the McDonald's company has developed a fully, what do you call it, Mondo?
Yeah, a robotic McDonald's that will be serving you pretty much artificial intelligence in action, serving you your Big Macs and your fries. Again, I dare you to go back to the Jim Baker Show and watch the episodes that we did a few weeks ago on technology that, Prophet, you're talking about right now. Because for the first time, humans are able to be hacked. And their whole conspiracy mm-hmm. behind it is that if we can understand how the mind works, how your feeling works, then they can implement those algorithms into a robotic system that would definitely be a part of our society today. But it's all married, integrated with each other. We're watching human error cost millions of dollars, and the robot, the AI, artificial intelligence, are here to save the day. They're going to present it in a way that is going to save the day. Yet, when you're watching the information come through, where they want us to worship the machine versus worshiping the God of the Bible. Now, you have to understand, most common people go to Google search for information. Well, Google has nothing on the technology that has already been put in place right now. 90% of online content could be generated by AI by 2025. Mm-hmm. You can ask this chat GPT to write you a book about this subject containing five characters of this nature, and this machine will have a book written within 5 seconds.
Right. But the thing is,
5 seconds.
But you know,
yeah.
as we discussed though last a few weeks ago, as we discussed, it can do that, right?
Absolutely.
But what it can't do is give the anointing
that's
of the
right.
Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Of course not.
And but that's
that.
The danger.
But
that's,
that is the danger. They don't want the anointing anyway.
No.
No.
But
and
the danger of it is that you have more controls that yeah. are going to be put in place, even though on one hand it's going to be a convenience thing where they're saying it's more convenient, it's easier. But there are two issues for me. It's the issue of controls, mm-hmm. where it's mm-hmm. going to be more surveillance in certain ways.
Yeah. Yes.
But then number two, it's going to affect the personal economies of people that would typically be able to get certain jobs and they can't anymore.
Right.
So what happens to the person that has built a career in a certain area?
Yes.
And now your job has been taken by AI.
Right. That's exactly right. And you have wow. a whole chapter about all of this.
We need a chapter. We need to talk more about this in the future.
Don't go away. We'll be right back after this special message.
Is it all right to just say that I'm anti-sugar?
The average American consumes 5 times the amount of sugar that we should. The average adult consumes 70 grams of sugar a day, or wow. 60 pounds a year. Only a portion of it is used to create energy, and the rest of it is stored as fat, or it's wreaking havoc on the body.
You were introducing today, I'm going to go right to the product, because I think it's a revolutionary product. We're introducing it right now for the first time.
The product is actually all the digestive enzymes that the body needs to break down, you know, fats, proteins, carbohydrates, everything so that the body can absorb them, utilize them, etc. Think about this. If you take sugar in any form, in a food form, table sugar, added sugar, and you're taking an enzyme that can convert 50 to 90% of that sugar to an insoluble dietary fiber in the gut. Well, do we need more fiber? What does fiber do in the gut? It functions as a prebiotic that feeds your good bacteria that creates good gut health. The good gut health is critical.
It is.
Yes. Okay?
Yes.
So you're taking something harmful and creating something helpful.
Yeah. Who do you think benefits the most from this product?
Who?
Yeah, who?
Well, anybody dealing with digestive issues in the first place.
Okay.
Anybody who is trying to control, is having trouble controlling their glucose level. And that glucose level is creating problems for them. Whatever those problems might be. So those would be the ones who would benefit the most. But there isn't a person who eats. If they eat food and they eat it that's not in a raw state, all of it, they need digestive enzyme.
Wow.
Because otherwise, they're forcing their body to do something that it wasn't designed to do, and it's going to suppress their immune system. It's going to affect them negatively. So that's why it's critical that we have digestive enzymes, the full complement.
Yeah. I want everybody to order Sugar to Fiber because it is brand new. It's a product that I know everybody needs.
Yes.
I know it's something that I needed, and I'm thrilled to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Nana, are you going to take it,
Absolutely. I am definitely going to take it. And what I loved at is, and I said this, but it's been so exciting to see everyone. So many of our staff members are texting me. They're coming up to me. They're saying, this is a product that we want, that we need. I believe this is the answer for many of us who have struggled. I mean, just being very real, I'm like, you know, in life, you struggle with what you eat, with what you're putting in your bodies. For some of us, that might be a struggle. And so I am just really grateful that we're able to bring this to our viewers. And it's available right now. So if you've been watching the broadcast, you can now order it by going to our website, jimbakershow.com. It's available there. This is the Sugar to Fiber, available for $49.95 at our website there with OptiVita Health. And remember, I do want to mention this because I love this. Frank is also including two electronic books that will be emailed to you. The first one is What is Glucose? How Can I Control It? An entire study in his research on that topic. And then the second electronic book that will be emailed to you is The Power of Enzymes for Health. So when you order your Sugar to Fiber supplement, you're also going to receive these two free bonuses of two ebooks included in your order. Plus, use the coupon code FIBER and you're going to receive 10% off your order today. So you can either go to our website, jimbakershow.com and OptiVita Health, or you can also place your order by calling us today, calling OptiVita directly at 1-833-336-9678. That number again is 1-833-336-9678. So call today and place your order or visit the website at jimbakershow.com.
Oh, boy. This is so good.
You talk about unusual weather patterns, and you prophesied that the weather on the horizon is going to break records,
mm-hmm.
make history,
mm-hmm.
and set new benchmarks. Now, you wrote that 2 years ago, but it's already happening like crazy.
Yeah. I wrote that a few years ago and then prophesied that back then as well. Concerning these mega superstorms that I saw. They weren't even using the phrase superstorms at that time, but I was describing it to people in my ministry and those connected, and there was someone that I know living in the South, and they said to me, we already get hurricanes, that's regular. We get these storms. I said, no, the Lord said to me, these are mega storms. They're going to affect people differently. They're going to affect cities differently. And we're seeing this because it is the earth in travail,
right.
According to Romans 8 and 22.
Mm-hmm.
It's groanings that are happening within the earth, awaiting the manifestation of the sons of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that this is going to continue. It's going to get worse in many parts of the world,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to become a regular part of life.
It really is. It feels like it is already. Just look at take California right now, or just the West Coast. What's going on with all the rain and everything happening, the slides, the mudslides. I mean, it's crazy. And but we report on it all the time, all the different weather.
What you write in your book, we're watching tremendous drought at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're
yeah.
watching unheard of bomb cyclones, yet
I never
drought.
Even heard that term till this year.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Have you ever heard of bomb cyclones until now?
Not until just this year.
Yeah, recently. Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know if it's a new word or just something they made up for these, that they're so powerful, they're like bombs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you talk about so much just in this unusual weather pattern. I mean, you talk about solar storms and signs in the sky. You talk about lightning and thunder. Well, last night we had lightning and thunder.
Well,
so we were up,
sunstorm can be as damaging to our grid is an EMP bomb. Did you know that?
Yes, yes.
And so if those storms go off, do you think there may be more storms coming from the sun?
I absolutely do. I think we're going to see just nature and the things around us acting in unusual ways because of the prophetic times that we're in. Yeah. And I do think it will, from what the Lord showed me, affect at a time our systems, possibly even the power grid, as you mentioned. Wow. And I think in that chapter, I go into some details about blackouts that I saw concerning the power grids as well. And so these are things that we need to be prepared for,
yeah,
and we need to know. And I'm grateful for your ministry because you all are really preparing the people. And that's something that a lot of ministries are not doing.
I think the blackout is more serious than we know.
Yeah.
I don't think we're taking it serious. It seems like few in our government. What was our friend? Peter Vincent Pry, the great expert on EMP, tried to warn people. He's passed away now. I'm trying to keep his message going because he's kept trying to get our leaders, our presidents and all of them, to fix the grid. Mm-hmm. We've got a grid system that's 100 and some years old. It's just, we just keep adding more wires. It's like plugging in extension cords and it needs to be rebuilt and have systems that will not break down, because when the grid goes, they say that if we have an EMP bomb, 80-90% of America will be dead within a year, that because the water won't pump and it just everything stops functioning. So it's very, very important. I hope you'll get this book today.
Yes.
This is his last day with us. So please call me right now. Get at least one book of the prophetic forecast. Mm-hmm. It's just $25 gift to the ministry. And you can get three of them for $65 gift to the ministry. And then we've got a baker's dozen that you can get for $250 that you can be a missionary. Because I'll tell you what, you're going to find out hardly anybody would turn down a book that tells you what's coming. Mm-hmm. If you say this is a book that tells what God says is coming on earth.
You don't even have to say what's coming. What's here? It's here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
they're
going to
want
more,
it. And but
more.
People want to read it.
Absolutely.
And give one to your pastor.
Yes.
Okay? Would you do that?
Yes.
So the Lord gave you a prophetic word about coming persecution. That always scares me because I know what persecution, I know it's all over the world. I hate it. But you said in your book that this shook you to your core.
Yeah.
That had to be pretty shocking.
Yes.
Can you talk about that?
I can. You know, the level of persecution that I saw coming in the future on Christians, on believers, begin to shock me, because you would think in our country, at least a few years ago, you would have thought that couldn't happen in a nation like this. Right. But the Lord said to me, prepare people for what is coming.
Yeah.
And he began to show me certain people being targeted, where they were being killed, certain experiences that they were having that were detrimental to their bodies physically. And it's something that we need to be aware of.
True.
And I believe that it's similar to the persecution that we saw in the book of Acts, where the church was placed under constraints and under restrictions. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the power of God intensified. And so this is what I believe we have to look forward to.
Yes.
In the midst of persecution, there's always an expansion of the church, and there's always an intensifying of the anointing that comes.
Yeah.
And so at some of the greatest points in history where persecution happened, there would be revivals that would come right after that. And so that's the hope in that.
Yes.
But the coming persecution, we need to be prepared for. And again, what the Lord showed me, I saw what looked like some of the things that we've witnessed in other third world or developing nations. I saw it come to the soil of America.
Yes.
And so I'm sharing this as a word of warning for those that are listening.
And we are listening. And you know what else I love about your book? I mean, every word is excellent. It's meaty. But what I love, at the end of each chapter, you have your prophetic forecast, you know, and then you have prophetic hope. you know, a little, you know, so you have some, you always leave us as we're reading these events that we're now living in, that the Lord showed you, you know, several years ago, but you leave us with a prophetic hope at the end of each one of these chapters.
Yeah, I thought that was important to include in this book because some of the content is so heavy.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, the Lord always places hope no matter what the situation is. And the Bible speaks of this in Isaiah 60, I believe it is, where it talks about gross darkness covering the earth.
Yes. Right.
But it only gives one verse to that. And the entire chapter is about the light of God just springing forth. And so I believe that the darkness is going to be significant, but the light is more powerful than the dark. And so we have to remember in the midst of chaos, persecution, hard times, and even crisis, that the light of God is there through us. And the church, we are the light carriers.
We are.
And so we represent the light to the world.
Amen.
Joshua, you write about a cleansing coming to the house of God.
Yeah.
And we're living in a perilous time. The Bible talks about this falling away, and we're experiencing falling away.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to the people that research data, and they'll tell you, America used to be almost 100% people would say that they're believers. And it's getting down to where it's less and less and less and less. It's just very, very small percentage, it says, in a few years, will be Christians. And so you give me hope for the church, because the church has to be the vessel that God uses. I preached on New Year's, is the church is the answer for the last days. The Goshen and the place of refuge is the house of God. So what will this cleansing look like? What do you think God is planning to do?
Yeah, I love something you said there as far as God having a remnant there. And he always has a remnant. And I believe that America, even though we're seeing a decline in the nation as far as it relates to some churches, I believe that God's going to cause that decline to bring a rebirthing of sorts. So we're going to continue to see a revival coming in the next generation, but it gives us an opportunity because America has become the new mission field.
That's
what we're seeing, where
that's
at a time we were going to other nations and preaching to them, and and now America is the new mission field where we have to preach in our own backyard. You know, there are souls all around us that need to be saved, and it is work for the church. It's an opportunity for us to evangelize and to move in the gifts of the Spirit, not just in the four walls, but outside of the four walls of the church. And so I do believe, according to Matthew 13, Jesus said it this way. He said the wheat has to grow up with the tare.
Right.
And at the point of harvest, there is a separation. And so we're in the threshing season in the church, where it looks as though things are diminishing, but it has to happen for the harvest to come.
I'll tell you what, I have it all highlighted, underlined in red, the threshing season that you talk about. And you start the chapter, chapter 14, judgment in the house of God. The reason that you can say this is because it's in the Word of God. First Peter 4:17, for the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God?
And so in this chapter, you talk about
it's excellent.
And it's really hope for the church.
It's God's
and
love.
And God's, you know, whom he loves, he what? Chastens.
That's it. That's right.
And so these things are going to happen. This shaking is for a chastening so that people will be ready to go to be with the Lord.
Absolutely. And we're going to see the judgment of God in the pulpit, also in the pews. So you're going to see it both because it is the love of God. It's not to be confused with the wrath of God. And I think many people confuse judgment and wrath. And so they assume that when the Lord is judging, this means that he's just punishing you. And so punishment is a consequence of wrongdoing. But judgment, when the Lord judges you, he's saying, I love you so much, I'll do whatever it takes to bring you back to me.
So
that's the kind of judgment that I'm speaking of that's really, it's already here on the doorsteps of the house of God, but we're going to see that even more in the months and years to come.
In your book, You have a chapel in, a chapter. It's entitled Merging of the Streams.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? And what will be the impact of merging of what streams?
Yeah, I get the analogy in the book of Genesis mm-hmm. where it talks about four streams that came out of the Garden of Eden mm-hmm. and they merged into one head. And the Lord showed me this in the body of Christ that you're going to have people of different denominational backgrounds, mm-hmm. Different cultures, different races of people, different groups of people that are going to begin to come together in the body. And typically, these types of people may not even usually fellowship together, but you're going to see the barrier walls come down where the church is going to come together. Even if it's a denomination that someone says, well, I don't fellowship with them. Right. And those dividing walls are coming down and the streams are going to come together.
Yes.
Healing streams with prophetic streams.
Yes.
Word of faith coming together with Pentecostal charismatic streams. I believe it's already happening mm-hmm. because when real revival hits the church, mm-hmm. we don't have time to debate over what we don't believe in.
Exactly.
We know what we do believe in, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And
Amen.
That's that merging that I believe is happening even right now.
That is so good.
In that same chapter, you talk about the strongholds of racism. Mm-hmm. And this is something that has really bothered me because I feel like there's something going on that is setting race relations back. And I see a division in this country like I've never seen before.
Yeah.
Is there hope that this can change? You know,
yeah.
Black babies are being murdered, say in New York. Over 50% of all black babies are murdered in New York in abortion. Mm. I would march in the streets against that. That's terrible.
Well, you know, when you talk about the stronghold of racism, mm-hmm. you know, I believe it is fear-based. Anytime racism is there, it is a fear that someone is different or mm-hmm. You know, I don't understand this individual. And the mm-hmm. enemy tries to use that against the church mm-hmm. because he knows that we're stronger when we unite together.
That's right.
And so I believe that that's why we're seeing that division even in the church, but I do believe that it has to be uncovered and exposed.
Right.
Sometimes before true healing can take place or the Lord can really mend or restore, he has to pull the covers back off of what's been hidden, you know, behind the scenes.
Yes.
And so we're seeing that in the church, in the world. And so I want to encourage people not to be uncomfortable when the topic of race comes up,
mm-hmm.
because too often we're uncomfortable. We don't know how to deal with
right.
it. We don't want to talk about it. But the only way we can fully address those things and be restored
mm-hmm.
is to have those conversations. And so this means that black, white, Asian, Hispanic leaders have to sit down and share. And sometimes you have to share the ugly parts of it. This is how
right.
I felt. This is what was done to me to get to that point of healing. And there is hope because I believe that we're going to see within the body of Christ over the next couple of years, leaders of different backgrounds come together.
That's what you said. You said right here about the race on page 207, the next big revival and move of God is coming with black, white, Asian, Hispanic, Native American, East Indian, and every other culture and race you can imagine, hand in hand.
Yes, yes.
That's what's that's exactly right.
It is so true. And I prophesied years ago that God, when I started in Christian television, there was not hardly one major black pastor on TV as far mm-hmm. as having major.
Yeah.
And God spoke to me that was going to change, and it has changed. And one of the members of my board of directors is one of the great black leaders of our day. And Bishop Ron Webb pastors a great church. I don't know if you know him or not, but I want to introduce him to
you. Oh, my goodness. You would
I
love
wish you two could get together because
he's
brilliant.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Brilliant, man. He's written great books. And that you would love the books because they're about
Leadership
behind the
leadership
scenes, exposing
the
racism,
scenes.
Okay. Everything.
And
he's
about,
got it all.
He talks about all the things that I face.
Yeah.
Mighty man of God.
And he always calls me on the phone right when I'm going through something. He just seems to know that. But we're missing out when we don't understand each other.
Right.
And we don't love each other.
Exactly
and
right.
I'm seeing America that I'm not really happy with America right now. Mm-hmm. I want to see an America that we all are creative equal, that we all love each other, mm-hmm. that we all stand together.
That's right.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. But your book tells the readers that at the end of your book, you talk about that we're glory carriers. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? We'll close with that.
Yeah, that's a good segue into this next point. I write about the different types of glory in Scripture. In the Hebrew language, there are over 11 words for glory. Mm. We translate them in English all as just glory.
Yeah.
But the Lord showed me this next revival being a glory revival. We're going to experience the glory of God. And I grew up in meetings in the church where we would see the Shekinah glory come in the room.
Amazing.
It would be the visible smoke come in and it would fill the place. And people would see angels where it wasn't just one person. Everybody would see that same angel come in. And the Lord said to me, I'm not bringing back the days of old. He said, what I'm going to do in this latter move, it's going to be greater than what we experienced before. This means that you carry the next move of God in you.
Yeah.
You're a glory carrier. And so people are searching for a move of God. Is it in this state or this area? Is it over here? What I've been encouraging believers in is to know that you are carrying the next move of God. Wherever you show up, a move of God is there through you and in you. You are a glory carrier. You can carry the glory of the Lord. One of the words for glory is the Hebrew word kabod. Mm-hmm. It means the weighty presence of God on a person. It also means abundance. So when the glory of the Lord is in you and you carry that glory, not only do you have those spiritual applications, but it shows up as abundance and even wealth around you. Not only that, there's a word for glory in Hebrew called tohar. And it's the word used to describe the streets that are in heaven. It says the streets are made of gold, and that word tohar is not speaking about just the gold that we know. The Bible says that gold is so pure that it's translucent.
Wow. Ooh,
and so that kind of glory means transparency. It's where a person's life has been so cleaned that you can see God in and through them. And there are more that I go into.
You do? You explain every single one of them. It's excellent. I mean, the book is worth getting just for that right there, just for the glory and to understand it.
We're out of time.
A lot of people talk about the glory, but people don't break
go,
down
go
what's the
phone
glory
right
really
now
mean.
And order the book.
So, yes, get at least one book for $25, or I would go a minimum of the three. The friends, I like to call it friends and family, offered the three books by Joshua for $65. And that, of course, includes shipping and handling, or better yet, the Baker's Dozen for $250.
You won't be bored reading this book.
No.
You'll want to read it. It's something that's going to carry you through to read it.
You are going to love it.
If you're closed in for the winter, this will be a good winter read for you. If you hold it till summer, you can take it to the beach with you and read it. But it's a great read, and you need it now. You need to know what's going on
and what the prophet is saying. We haven't even talked about, like, the Issachar anointing. And, I mean, you walk in that times and the seasons. I can tell you that right now, you know. And I'm not a prophet, but you walk in the times and the seasons. You know, you see these things. But you talk about all of that, and you talk about a new era, a shaking is here. Issachar, arise, nations and kingdoms, the monetary systems, the days of Joseph return, technology, resurgence, unusual weather patterns, rebirth of media ministry, supernatural harvest, changing of the guard, political upheaval, judgment in the house of God, the hybrid church, the underground church, merging of the streams, global reset, a new kind of war, and glory awakening.
You talked about the weather, and when they always say you never do anything about it, but we talk about it. But this year, this winter, we've had the greatest different weather than ever in history. Is that something you saw?
Yes, that's something that I saw and touched on just a bit in that book. I believe it is in part due to what's happening in the earth responding. Yeah. And then some of it is also man-made things that are affecting the weather around us.
Right.
We don't have time to get into that, but
yeah,
I do know that
thing.
Those things are affecting.
Shake hands that you'll come back.
I'll come back.
Part two.
We
got
awesome.
A lot to talk about. And he got you.
And also book you for, I want to introduce your new book when it comes out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's my joy of introducing new books. But this is a prophetic book that you must read, please.
Yes.
If I say you must read it, it's a must read. So call me right now, 1-888-988-1588, and say, I want Joshua Giles' book, Prophetic Forecast. Okay, Lori?
Yes. You want me to talk about that?
No, yesterday's, or day before yesterday's program, we had a product that is overwhelming.
Yes, Frank was here, called Sugar
but this,
to Fiber.
This product here, something I've
it's
just
for every
started
single
with,
person. Every single person that lives should be taking this. And so you receive one, it's a supplement offer. You receive one bottle plus two free ebooks, and which is incredible for $49.95. And what it does is it promotes sugar metabolism to fibers, supports your digestive system, fats, carbohydrates, proteins, promotes gut health. Of course, they always say, you know, your gut is the second brain. If you don't have gut health, you got to take care of yourself. And it supports nutrition absorption. So all of that is right here.
We've got a sugar crisis in this country.
Well, yeah.
And it's killing people.
That's right.
And this is an amazing invention. Development, creative.
It's brilliant. It really is. It's almost like a miracle.
It is. But, I think it's a miracle.
Yeah, it's a God thing.
So you can just go to jimbakershow.com.
And you go to the landing page. Mm-hmm. And to OptiVita, it's very easy to see, and you order it that way.
Yeah,
right?
And remember, you get the coupon code FIBER to receive 10% off on your order. And the two free ebooks, one of them is What is Glucose and How Can I Control It? The second book you'll receive electronically, The Power of Enzymes for Health. Or you can become a monthly subscriber. AutoShip is now available as well. So every month you can guarantee that product will be in your home in time for you to take.
With the 10% off.
With
Frank
always.
Said it. He did say it. You get the 10% off, too, when you do your monthly. So that's
okay,
what I would
Okay, we
say.
Have to go. I want to thank Joshua Giles for being with
yes,
us. Thank
Joshua.
You.
Thank
what
you so
amazing.
Much for having me, Pastor.
Make
thank
sure you read the book. Order it and read it. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.